We're on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay, I'm gonna make it more. We're gonna try to like just go over a little bit we were talking about up until now. So I think that we're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Is that right? Yeah. So we were speaking about the different things that happened at different times. And Ritzul Machlokus Rabbi Lozan Rabbi Yeshua. If it's Minisan or if it's be. If it's Mitishre Nivra, when it was Nivra Ha'olam. And sorry about that, until we get ourselves, here we are. Give me a stand there if you don't mind. And we spoke about all different types of things. And then we got into how do we know when they were born, for example. We said it's Chedesh, it's the Yerech HaYisanim. HaYisanim is a Sunny Oilam, is the way we learned it. Yisani Oilam means the people, the strength, the strong people, as opposed to, well, that's an exclusion to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak we know is for sure born Pesel time, which that was the later discussion, which is where we stopped somewhere in the middle of, how do we know for sure he was born Pesach time? But, and then we said, maybe according to Manda Amar, that it was actually be Nisan at Nivra Olam, so why is Tishrei called Yerach HaYisanim? It's HaYisanim because it has lots of Moyadim. It has lots of Yom Tovim. And then we spoke about that the month of Iyar, which is right after Nisan, Chodesh Ziv is what it's called. It's, why is it called Ziv? So one shot is, it's Noldu by Zivasne Oilam, because the people that give glow to the world were born in that time. So it's like they're actually born in Nisan, but it's right after it's Iyar, it's the same season. Anyway, and then the other one says that why is it called Chodesh Ziv? Because it has ziva di ilani, it has the glow to the trees, as we mentioned. That's when you make the bracha, the brichas ha'ilanis. And then we read the brichas ha'ilanis. We're on the fourth line now, the third wide line on daf yud aleph amid aleph. Third wide line says damar Rabbi Yehuda ha'iman denafik biyom Nisan. Something that goes out during the days of Nisan. It doesn't actually mean during only the month of Nisan. A person can do it afterwards also, very possibly. Bechazi ilani de malav levis, these trees that the leaves are starting to come out, to bloom. He should say a bracha that Hashem has not deprived our world from anything. And He's created for us good creations. People should enjoy. So it's an important idea of your concept. Hashem wants us to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy this world. He wants us to enjoy the trees. We make a bracha on it. So now the Gemara asks, Manda Amar de Benisan Noldu, Benisan Mesu. Whoever holds that they were born in Nisan, they died in Nisan. Manda Amar Tishrei Noldu, Tishrei Mesu. Shenem Avirim Aleim, Moshe said, Ben Mev Esrim Shana Anoichi Hayoim. Why does it say Hayoim? Shein Tamalom Hayoim, Atamalom Hayoim. Hayoim Molu Yomai Vishnoi Sai. Today is the day that I have fulfilled my days and my years. We spoke about that normal people, it's from the bris, but Moshe Ben was no than Mal. Amen Chosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev HaMamala, Yoishev HaMamala, Shnoseim Shal Tzadikim, Miyoim Liyam HaKadosh HaKadosh. I don't know what it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yoishev, Hashem sits exactly. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Memale, Shanoiseim, He fills up the years of Tzadikim from day to day, from month to month. Shanem Rez Misfar Yamecha Amale, there's a pasuk that says Hashem, it says, I will fill the days, the number of your days I will fill. The Pesach Nolad Yitzchak Minolan, where do we know that from? Dechsiv, La Moyed Oshav, I will come back in the next holiday, Oshav Elecha. When is he talking about? I'll come to you Shavuos, that means 50 days later. Does anyone give birth on 50 days? I don't fully get the question because there was lots of miracles going on around the Elvis equation and things. But I guess we're assuming that the guy, when he said it, wouldn't say something that would be so miraculous or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't make sense to give birth in 50 days, says the Gemara. Rather, was that it was on Shavuos, and it was saying that the baby's going to be born in Tishrei. Still, it's only 5 months. That's not, you don't carry a baby just 5 months. It must be that he's standing on Sukkos. This conversation happened on Sukkos, and he said that the baby will be born this upcoming Pesach. So the Gemara, it's still only 6 months. It's still not enough time for the baby to be born. Answers the Gemara, Tana, Isa Shana Mu'u Beres Haisa. That year was a leap year, which means that it's 7 months. And as we know, a baby can be born either in the ninth month or in the seventh month. The seventh month also works. Es the Gemara Saif Saif Kimidli Mar Yoimituma Batsilu. Still, if you would subtract, midli means to remove, Yoimituma, the days of Tuma, you're still going to be lacking in your seventh month, because we know that day, Sari Imenu is Pirsa Nida that day. And that's why it doesn't say that she made ugois. Says Rashi says she says she butter and bread and milk and food, but not bread, because when she was Pirsa Nida, she was Mitame the bread. So therefore, she was Anida. So you have to wait until that's over, if that's the case. So then it's gonna be less than 7 months. Amar Mazutra, feel him, Adama, you let us Sisha Ema, you let us Mikutai. And this is where we got up to. Amar Mazutra says we're around 8 lines from the bottom. Even according to Manama, that says that if you're giving birth in the ninth month, so if it's not full term, it's going to endanger the baby, and it could be that the baby will have to abort. It will be a hard time, or it doesn't work. It doesn't succeed. You'll let us the Shiva, you'll let us the Mikutai. But if you're giving birth in the seventh month, for some reason, then you can be let us Mikutai. It doesn't have to go the full 7 months. Shanam, like it says in the Pasuk, Vahilat Kufas Hayam. This is a Pasuk, I believe it's talking about Chana over here. And Shmuel Aleph. Vahilat Kufas Hayamim. So then she gave birth to Shmuel, and it says, Miot Tkufas Shtayim. Tkufas is seasons. So the minimal season is two. So we're talking about every season is 3 months. So you got 6 months there because it's two tkufais. Umiyat yamim shnayim, and it's in 2 days. So it ended up just being 6 months and 2 days into the seventh month. And she gave birth to the child. So what do we see? You can give birth to a child in any time in the seventh month. So too, a Yitzchak was born somewhere in the seventh month. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sara Rachel v'chana. Rosh Hashanah, Sara Rachel and Rachel v'chana were remembered. And they had conception. Minolan, where do we know that from? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now let's try to follow the psukim. Is asya pekida asya zechira. We're going to find the word pekida twice. We're going to find the word zechira twice. And we're going to make a chain, and we're going to figure out. Ksiv b'Rachel. It says by Rachel. Vayizkar lokim es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. So that was one of the women that we wanted. Ksiv b'Chana. It says b'Chana vayizkira Hashem, that Hashem remembered her. So by Chana, we see that it was Zechira, and by Rachel it was a Zechira. So those two probably are going to end up on the same day. Isa Zechira, Zechira may Rosh Hashanah, and Zechira itself would indicate that we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Chsiv Shabbason Zichroin Trua. So therefore, anything that says Zichroin or Zechira, we're going to assume happened on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah says Zichroin Trua. And now that only helps us for Chana and Rachel. What about Sarah? So also we're going to say Pekida Pekida Chsiv B'Chana Ki Pokad Hashem Es Chana Chsiv B'Sarah Hashem Pokad Es Sarah. So just like Chana was on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah was on Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara. It continues the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Mi Beis Aisurim. Yosef left the Beis Aisurim also on Rosh Hashanah. Minalan We know the Chsiv Tiko B'Chodesh Shoifer B'Kesel Yom Chakin Kichok Yisrael Hu. That's a pasuk we know. By Rosh Hashanah, and then the pasuk continues and says, "Eidus bihi Yosef Shemoi." That's the end of the pasuk. Rashi says, "It says the Kichok Yisrael who Mishpalak Yagav Eidus Yosef Shemoi." So therefore, if Yosef is being mentioned, obviously Yosef also left on Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara and says, "Rosh Hashanah butla avodah me'avoseinu b'Mitzrayim." Rosh Hashanah, there was no more slavery and servitude. K'siv hacha b'itzeis yischem itachas civilized Mitzrayim. So over there also, that's the pasuk by Yosef. If Yosef, the pasuk in Talmud, which describes Yosef leaving the jail. So by Yosef it says Sevel, and by the slavery it says Sevel, just like Yosef left Rosh Hashanah, so too the Yidden left Mitzrayim Rosh Hashanah. Now continues the Gemara. Benisan Nigalu. Benisan, they were freed. Yeah, Kira Isa. That's okay. That it says clearly in the pasuk, "B'Tishrei Asidan Ligal." But how do we know that on Tishrei will be the eventual geula? Asya Shayfer Shayfer. We're learning out a hekesh of Shayfer. K'siv Hacha Atiku B'Chodesh Shayfer. It says by Rosh Hashanah you should blow the Shayfer. K'siv Hasa B'Yamahu Yitoka B'Shayfer Gadol. Yitoka B'Shayfer Gadol. So Shayfer Shayfer, just like Over here, the Shofar is Tishrei, so too, then the Shofar will be Tishrei, maybe even Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nisan Nigalu, Rabbi Nisan Asidin Li Gael. Rabbi Yeshua actually argues on the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says, Nisan, they were freed, as we know, but on Nisan also, they will be freed again the next time. Inolan, where does he know it from? Amar Kora, the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim. This night is a night which is we are going to preserve, Shamor, as we're going to watch. Leil HaMeshumer Uba Misheshes Me'abreshes. It's a night this is the night that we're going to, that's been watched, or been prepared, or been reserved since Sheshes Me'abreshes. So therefore, this is the night of Geula, that Geula, and the next Geula, all the Geulas. This is the night of Geula. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. V'idach, and Rabbi Eliezer that learns that really it's not the night of Geula, because the Geula Asida will end up coming on in Tishrei. So why is this called Leil Shimurim? Laila HaMeshumer Uba Min HaMazikin. It's the night that is been, this has been always protected from Mazikin in particular. And therefore, it is a special night, but not necessarily the night of the Geula of the Kibbutz Gali. It's just when it comes to Mazikin, there'll be no more Mazikin. Let's see how far we could get over here. I don't know if we could do this. V'azda l'taymayu. And they are going according to their reasoning. I don't know if we're going to get to the two dots. We'll see. They are going according to their reasoning. The Tanya. It's the 600th year in the life of Noach. B'chodesh Hasheni, the second month. B'shiva Asar Yom L'chodesh. The 17th day of the month. This is when the Mabel started. We mentioned that the Mabel ended in the 601st year of Noach. It started in the 600th year of Noach's life. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Isa Yoyin Yudzayin Be'iyar Haya. It was Yud Zayin Be'iyar. It said Chodesh Hashem, the second month. Nisan Iyar. There you go. It's the second month. It's the month of Iyar. It's the 17th day of Iyar. That's when the Mabel started. If you ever look on a calendar, they'll show you that the Mabel started in the month of Iyar. A Yoyim Shemazel Kima Shekeya. It's a time when the Mazel of Kima is actually going down. The way it works was some mazels are going up, some mazels are going down. We speak about mazels, it means constellations. Sometimes you can see certain constellations, sometimes you can't see. This constellation is on its way out, mazel kima. Your mazel kima shakea biyoim, umayonois mismatin. And somehow the constellations also affect the tide. As we know, the water is affected by the moon and the stars and these things. So the mayonos were going down. We took shashinu ma'aseim because the Jewish people, or not the Jewish people, because the people of the world were acting so strange. They changed their actions. They deviated from the norm. Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed everything going on in the world. V'he'eleh Mazel Kima Bayoyim. And instead of Mazel Kima started going down, he reversed the course of Mazel Kima, and it started going up. And they removed two of the stars from Kima, which weakened its power. And the water went wild. He said the water's on its way down. But now that Mazel Kima was going up, so the water started going up. He took away two of its kechavim, its ability to temper all of the mayonos. And the mayonos niftachu, and the water just flooded everywhere. That's the appeal of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. I say him Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan Haya. It's actually the second month means it's Tishrei Cheshvan. It's the second month from Tishrei, not the second month from Nisan. Yom Shemazel Kima Oyla B'Yom. Mazel Kila is Oyla. Mazel Kila is getting stronger. Or Mayonos Misgabrim, and you're right. And the Mayonos are actually getting stronger. We took Sheshina Ma'aseim because the people of the world changed their behavior, they acted so irregular. Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu also changed Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ve'ela Mazel Kima Bayom. I mean, Mazel Kima was anyway coming up. We'll see what I was going to talk about. Noto Shtei Kochavim, we took away two of its stars. Ve'evi Ma'avaloyim. Bishlam Rebbe Yeshua HaNedech Sheini. According to Rebbe Yeshua that says that it was Iyar, so that's why it's the second month. Other Rebbe Lazar, my Sheini, why are you calling it the second month? It says the Gemara, Sheini Ladin. It's not the second month because we know we always start months from Nisan, but it's the second from when we get done. The Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us in Tishrei. Second month is Cheshvan, so it means the second thing. Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, Haynu Deshin. According to Rabbi Yeshua, I understand that it was a change because the Mazel Kima was going down and you reversed its direction. You reversed its, I forgot the word we used before. You reversed its, we didn't say trajectory. We said a different word. I wanted to say trajectory, but I said a different word. Course is the word we used. You reversed its course. So I understand, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua Haimu Deshina, that's called a change. Other Rabbi Lazar, Maishina. What exactly did you change? It was anywhere on its way up, Mazel Kima. You said that Mazel Kila is Oyla Bayoim in the time of Cheshvin. Answers the Gemara, Kidder Ab Chizda, Dharma Bchizda, Beroyschen Kilkulu, Beroyschen Idoinu. You're right, the water anyway would have come up, but the water ended up being boiling hot water because with boiling, they did damage, they were kilkulu, they did the avera, beroyschen idoinu, and therefore they were judged with boiling water. Beroyschen kilkulu ba'avera. Beroyschen idoinu ksivhacha ve'eshokwa ma'im ksivhasem v'chamas ha'melech shachacha. And that's the pasuk in Esther. It says the anger of the king, kilu, went down. It says the waters went down. So you see that just like the anger of the king, it's talking about chama is heat. So you see that they had this boiling hot water. It's weird that all the water turned boiling. That's what it means. Hashem changed the course of nature. Tana Rabbanon Chacham Yisrael Moinu L'Mabal Ki Rabbi Lazar Tkufa Rabbi Yeshua Chacham Yisrael Moinu L'Mabal Ki Rabbi Yeshua. So the Chacham HaTorah, Chacham Yisrael actually differentiate between whether we count the Mabal, we count like Rabbi Lazar, and the Tkufa we count like Rabbi Yeshua. Chacham Yisrael, and the whole thing is like Rabbi Yeshua. We'll have to see if we can do a repeat on what exactly that means and more tomorrow. We did almost a blot today, my friends. We made some serious moves. We're going to continue tomorrow. Hope it was good. If it was too fast, it was too slow. Let me know, my friends. Make it a great day, everyone.